If you go down to the woods today, my oh my, what an impact Sam Raimi's The Evil Dead made when it was released in the early 1980s, proving to be the most significant possession-based horror movie since The Exorcist. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my movie podcast.
I fear that the only way to stop those possessed by the spirits of the book is through the act of bodily dismemberment.
I don't care what happens to her. She's your girlfriend. You take care of her.
Hello to you. This is They Came From Within. Cult Movie Reviews. Ash vs. Evil Dead, Round 1. The Evil Dead, 1981. No one could underestimate the influence of the original Evil Dead movie. But to put it into context, in the wake of William Friedkin's 1973 blockbuster, The Exorcist, many filmmakers inevitably try to repeat its success. Very few got anywhere near to doing so. And even though Raimi's debut movie would not be as commercially successful as The Exorcist, it proved to be another seminal film on the subject of demonic possession. Its storyline is simple but so effective. Five students, the couples Ash and Linda and Scott and Shelley, along with Ash's sister Cheryl, decide to rent out a cabin in the Tennessee woods. The atmosphere's unnerving, even before they make the fatal mistake of handling their discovery of the Naturum Demento, which is the Sumerian Book of the Dead. Compounding their error by playing a tape recording of incantations, which summons malevolent spirits, which will torment and harm them in the most unpleasant ways conceivable. As a teenager, this movie's star, Bruce Campbell, loved making short movies with his buddies, including Sam Raimi, on Super 8mm film. Campbell must have caught the acting bug from his father Charles, who acted and directed at their local theatre. Bruce became good friends with Sam in high school, and in 1978, Raimi made a short horror film called Within the Woods, which he hoped would start his career in movie making. This spooky 32-minute film has a similar plot to The Evil Dead, but Bruce Campbell's character is called Bruce, not Ash, and he suffers a very different fate from the one he endures in the feature-length reworking. Initially unsure about how to promote Within the Woods, Raimi eventually persuaded the manager of the local Detroit cinema to show it, just before a midnight screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and things gradually progressed from there. But it was tough going getting this movie project financed. Between Campbell, Raimi, and their friend Robert Tappert, Stephen King got to see The Evil Dead at an early stage, and it was his glowing praise of it which propelled the movie forward. Likewise, it was King, among others, who defended the film during the period in which it was banned in Germany. Raimi had wanted to call this film Book of the Dead, but as with other great movies such as The Empire Strikes Back and Hellraiser, it was someone else who suggested a name change. In this case, it was a producer called Irvin Shapiro who made Raimi brainstorm ideas until he found this title. Ash's girlfriend Linda was played by the appealing Betsy Baker, who had responded to a casting ad placed in the Detroit News. Ellen Sandweiss, who plays Ash's sister Cheryl, went to Groves High School in Michigan with Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, and she played Campbell's girlfriend in the short movie Within the Woods. And it is poor Cheryl who features in the movie's notorious tree rape sequence, which was problematic back then, let alone now. Sam Raimi had originally intended to have the trees come to life and simply attack her. It is said that it was the producer, Robert Tappert, who wanted the scene to be sexually violent.
No, it was the woods themselves. They're alive, Ashley.
It is reported that Lucy Lawless was appalled when she first saw this controversial scene. Ironically, she would go on to marry Tappert in 1998, having found fame starring in Xena, Warrior Princess, which was co-created and co-produced by Robert. Lucy even got to become part of the Evil Dead franchise by playing Ruby in the TV series Ash vs. Evil Dead, which ran between 2015 and 2018. Returning to Ellen Sandweiss, she got to reprise her role as Cheryl Williams in the second season of Ash vs. Evil Dead in 2016. She even voiced this character in the 2013 big screen reboot. The Evil Dead was creatively edited by Edna Paul, but the assistant editor was a young man called Joel Cohen, who would of course become a famous movie director alongside his brother Ethan. Joel was a fan of Raimi's Within the Woods, and it certainly had an influence on the Coen brothers' debut movie Blood Simple, which came out in 1984. The terrifying, imaginative special makeup effects were created by Tom Sullivan, whose girlfriend had gone to Michigan State University with Raimi and Tappert. Sullivan would also do the special makeup effects for Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness. This was not an easy film to make for either the cast or the crew. The weather was very cold. The conditions must have been cramped, and no doubt the working pace was frantic. In fact, the temperature got so low that the camera and wiring would sometimes freeze, requiring the equipment to be thawed at the fireplace, which was constructed by the crew inside the cabin. Naturally, there were many accidents and minor injuries, especially for the unfortunate Bruce Campbell, and Raimi seemed to derive much pleasure from making his leading man suffer. Campbell deserves a lot of credit for how he developed Ash Williams' story arc during the course of the movie. Bruce was used to clowning around in most of the short films he'd made with Sam. Now he had to really stretch himself to play an ordinary student who's forced to evolve into someone who can combat evil spirits. Bruce usually had to travel home after an arduous day shooting in the back of a pickup truck on account of his being covered head to toe in a huge amount of fake blood. Another star of the show is Ash's car, a 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88, which Sam Raimi's father had bought in the 1970s. This iconic car has popped up in a number of other Raimi movies. Sam Raimi started filming The Evil Dead only a few weeks after he had turned 20, and at this early stage, neither he nor Campbell had thought of there being a sequel, let alone see it turn into a highly successful franchise. Shooting took place between the 14th of November 1979 and the 26th of January 1980, and filming was carried out at locations in Michigan and Tennessee. The Evil Dead made its debut at the Redford Theatre in Detroit on the 15th of October 1981, this being the cinema which Bruce Campbell had visited since his childhood. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can find all of my episodes from most podcast outlets, including Audible and Alexa Echo. With this episode, I'd like to give a shout out to a follower named Annie Marie, who has a logo which seems to show a little white wolf. Thanks again to one and all. Take good care of yourselves, and goodbye for now.
I believe I have made a significant find in the Kandarian ruins. Nacharan de Manto.
Shut it off!